This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Quite a bit has happened in a week, hasn't it? Let's try to take it by a few numbers here, because you've undoubtedly heard it, how certain things have shaken out. So let's look at what's happening today and what some of these things may mean. Let's lead off with what is arguably the... This is a bad moment for gun controllers. The recently leaked draft of the majority opinion in the Supreme Court abortion case may provide insight into what's coming in the gun case. Last week, Politico published the first draft of a proposed majority opinion in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. The rare leak showed that at least five justices had sided with Mississippi in upholding the state's ban on abortions during preliminary deliberations. The first draft, written by Justice Samuel Alito, explicitly overturns the Roe v. Wade precedent. Now, the Dobbs opinion discusses how the court used the 14th Amendment to incorporate Second Amendment protections to the states. But Alito does go out of his way to say the decision impacts no other issues. He said, "We emphasize that our decision concerns the constitutional right to abortion and no other right. Nothing in this opinion should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion." However, the reasoning that Alito relies on in Dobbs is one of the court has already used to strike down New York's restrictive gun carry law in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. His underlying argument for why abortion is not a constitutionally protected right is one that activists have long said proves keeping and bearing arms is. We've had the Heller decision. We've had the McDonald decision. And everybody's been walking around going, "Well, why isn't this settled law? Why is this not something that, you know, it's even part of the Bill of Rights? Why we're not going by strict scrutiny on this?" Now, according to Alito, history and tradition undermine the case for abortion protections, and he spends much of his opinion laying out the argument. And he goes so far as to list examples of abortion bans in effect during the founding era. He said, "Until the latter part of the 20th century, there was no support in American law for a constitutional right to obtain an abortion. Zero. None. No state constitutional provision had recognized such a right." He said the presence of abortion bans and lack of protections for the procedure during the country's early days, coupled with the lack of explicit mention of it in the Constitution, implies it should not be recognized as a protected right without a new amendment. He wrote, "The inescapable conclusion is that a right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions." Now, gun rights advocates have spent over a decade building up a strikingly similar legal argument. In addition to the advantage of having the right to keep and bear arms explicitly written into the text of the Bill of Rights, they've argued history and tradition point to only limited restrictions on firearms. They've said that an examination of American history and tradition not only protects gun rights, but it also undermines many of the highest profile gun restriction states have implemented. And that's because many of the most disputed gun restrictions trace their origins to the 20th century, the same period Alito argues abortion protections originate. Policies like assault weapon bans or magazine size restrictions date to that time, as does the New York gun carry permitting law the court is currently reviewing in Bruin. If they take the same dim view of the New York law's history and tradition, it would likely mean an end to may-issue-style permitting systems where government officials are given broad leeway to deny applicants if they believe they don't have a good reason to carry a concealed gun. And maybe more importantly, though, the court could establish a new standard of review for all future Second Amendment cases as well. Because people like me, probably people like you, we've always complained that the lower courts are effectively ignoring the Supreme Court precedent in Heller versus D.C. when they uphold restrictive gun laws. They want gun cases to be decided on whether restrictions fit with the text of the Second Amendment, as well as the history and tradition of gun laws in the United States. The justices asked several times about what standard it should implement during oral arguments in Bruin. Several of them seemed to favor the text, history, and tradition standard, which counts Justice Brett Kavanaugh as one of its originators. Said some of your amici have asked us to provide further guidance to lower courts in cases beyond your own. This is coming from Neil Gorsuch. They pointed out that some lower courts have refused to apply the history test, for example, and said they will not extend Heller outside the home until this court does. And other courts have applied intermediate scrutiny and variations of that. Some have suggested that strict scrutiny would be appropriate to treat this right comparably to other rights under our modern tiers of scrutiny. Paul Clement, who represented the plaintiffs, said in response, I think we should start with the idea that the text, history, and tradition is an appropriate way to deal with this right. That's what the court said in Heller. Which, that's sort of problematic. For the anti-gunners, anyway. The legal reasoning isn't the only thing about the leaked draft opinion in Dobbs. It signals the court may be equally aggressive in Bruin. There's also just the fact the court appears poised to take as big a step as overturning Roe versus Wade. If there are 5 votes to do that, there may be 5 votes to start expanding the court's case law on the Second Amendment. Chief Justice John Roberts has long favored a more incremental approach to moving the court's positions on significant issues. Politico reported he wasn't one of the judges who voted for overturning Roe, and the opinion being assigned to Alito provides further evidence for the idea. And that means the other conservatives on the court likely bucked Roberts' preference and decided on the more aggressive path. And that's another reason to think the court might not only overturn New York's gun carry law, but go even further. Striking down all permitting requirements still seems unlikely, and Roberts was the only one in oral arguments who had a question approaching that idea. But it isn't too difficult to see the court become much more active in Second Amendment litigation moving forward. We haven't got a ruling out of them on the Second Amendment in 12 years. And just taking on more than one case a decade would be a significant change. But the decision to take Bruin was surprising in the first place for that reason. The court initially took a much less consequential case against New York dealing with gun transportation restrictions. But it ultimately went nowhere because New York changed their law in a successful attempt to moot the case after it was accepted. Then a slate of cases dealing with the most significant live issues surrounding the Second Amendment was denied by the court without explanation. So when they decided to directly weigh in on whether the Second Amendment guarantees a right to carry a gun outside the home, this was representing a reversal. And it also implied a potential change of heart after the makeup of the court also changed thanks to the addition of Amy Coney Barrett. That already provided good reason to believe the court may be moving to broaden its take on Second Amendment protections. Now the leaked Dobbs opinion offers even more. Now this is just an analysis of what we see in front of us. The Supreme Court is very difficult to read from the outside, and they have proved susceptible to political pressure in the past. Of course, they're trying to intimidate them now. They're trying to intimidate them over Roe, and I don't know how they feel about that. I don't think they like it very much. I don't. But there are no guarantees when it comes to predicting what the court might do. But, when you see the trends, you should pay attention to the trends. That's just the way it works. When you see the trends, pay attention to the trends. Clarence Thomas has been Thomas and Alito, they have been dying to get a hold of a Second Amendment case. And here it comes. And we're liable to wake up sometime in June. And all of the states may be shall issue. Watch and see what happens to crime when that happens. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Well, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It has been a few days since some freak decided to go on a shooting spree and the left told you it was all your fault because this toad scribbled an incoherent series of idiot ramblings, blaming people of other races and ethnicities for his own total failure at life. No mystery about motive this time. The FBI was right on the case, and shame on you for drawing the obvious conclusion that this was because the administration felt this incident could be exploited for cheap political gain. except it hasn't worked the way they hoped. Their lies aren't cutting it anymore. Even when they carted Grandpa Badfinger out to the scene and got him running his fool mouth about the lies du jour. No more. They're so bummed that we're not hanging our head in shame for what that the consult some Orange Manifesto Green Fascist Socialist who hates Fox News did. It's like the leftists were sitting there just waiting for some creep to go kill crazy, and they must have been frustrated lately that Team Tucker has never been behind any of the recent atrocities. Waukesha, the Brooklyn subway, the last few creeps who did this have been pretty much down with the CRT agenda. And that had to be disappointing for the progressives since their idiotic ideology made them useless for propaganda purposes. And after all, the proper thing to do when innocent citizens are mowed down because of the color of their skin is, in the eyes of the left, to try to leverage the mayhem to disarm and disenfranchise normal people who had absolutely nothing to do with it. The Democrats are more excited about this event than Jeffrey Toobin is when he gets a Zoom call. No wonder President Krusty even found time in his busy schedule of cornholio-esque tirades and Matlock marathons to go to Buffalo to distract people from issues like baby food shortages and $6 a gallon gas. Vines Flax claimed he wanted to grieve. But that's a lie like everything else the glorified zombie says. He wanted to go claim that you did this thing that someone else did because you refused to submit to pinko domination. And at this particular moment, I declare no more. We've seen this bull before and we're tired of it. And this time we responded better than we used to. And, you know, because we're decent people who are horrified by racist criminals instead of delighted at the chance to leverage them to support our ideology, we often reacted in the past by failing to aggressively push back in the wake of this sort of tragedy. We considered it unseemly to argue as bodies were being hauled to the morgue and families were shattered with the news that their loved ones were being slaughtered for the crime of being as God had made them. And it is still unseemly, but better unseemly than serfs. Our impulse to be kind and polite became a cudgel in the hands of our political opponents, who showed no hesitation in using killings that our ideology had zero to do with to shame us into silence and acquiescence in our own oppression. Do you remember all those Republican politicians who suddenly embraced common sense gun control after some freak used a gun on people who often were not allowed to have guns to protect themselves? No more of this. No more. The narrative manipulation that followed the killing by that nameless scuzz never give these scumbags their jollies by repeating their names in public, except on the day that they're sentenced, as they would be in civilized states that punish criminals to die, did not inspire surrender and self-doubt among conservatives. The big leftist lie was that somehow because Tucker Carlson cited the Democrats crowing about how they intended to import millions of foreigners into America to swing the demographics to what they thought would be more damn favorable groups, Fox News was responsible for this massacre. And that's referred to as moral illiteracy. It's also referred to as just plain stupid. But once upon a time, those kind of gambits used to work. And no more. No more. This time, there was no sissy con reticence about fighting back to get the truth out. And immediately, conservatives read this illiterate, stupid manifesto and found that not only did it have nothing to do with Tucker Carlson, but that it included some sort of reference to Fox News as a Jewish conspiracy. This is not the kind of thing a Fox fan scribbles on his dumb dream journal. And moreover, the mutant jerk embraced some neo-Nazi Ukrainian militia. Oh, I'm sorry. Aren't the cons supposed to be in love with Putin? Yeah. I do wish the left would settle on a consistent lie. And that this goober was the antithesis of conservatism was clear, and conservatives did not hesitate to push back against the synchronized bull narrative designed to let the immoral left lift the immoral high ground from the people it belongs to, which is us. In fact, conservatives turned the great replacement theory nonsense around, pointing out the popular books by Democrats celebrating it and how the Democrats bragged about it on Twitter. All of a sudden, this was a new thing. There was no longer the old school masochistic willingness to be browbeaten into ignoring the very game plan Democrats had been bragging about for decades. Instead, conservatives will redouble their efforts to deal with the scheme the right way, and we will continue to make our case to American voters of Hispanic and other ethnic descent, and it is working. Hispanics are swinging hard towards Republicans in the midterms. They despise Uncle Gropey even more than people of power. And being a patriot does not mean you have to be polite. If these prog prongs try to stick the blame for these hideous murders on us, we need to stick it right back, harder and farther. No more allowing sorrow to stop us from standing up for the truth. No more using our niceness against us for cheesy political advantage. We've been playing that game and it has gotten us nowhere, so no more. And if we can have a great replacement of annoying leftist wine women with hardworking, patriotic Hispanics who don't tolerate gender insanity, I'm good. I'm good with that. Anti-gunners project. That's all they do. They project. And the fact that all of the... See, this is the thing about... If gun control was such a smoking hot idea, it should be a smoking hot idea 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Absolutely. And it is never a good idea for that, because it is not popular. And in this era, where first of all we demonized the police, then we defunded the police, then we started letting criminals out, then we started decriminalizing crime, then we started shutting people in for COVID. And then the crime started to spark, and then the protests began to happen, and then the burn downs began to happen, and all the other stuff. And during that time, between 2020 and 2022, more black people were killed than in the, I think it's 68 years. No, I don't know. 78 years. 80 years. Let's just round it up to 80 years. In 80 years after the Civil War, 3,418 black people were lynched by racists. Democrats. And since Antifa and BLM, 3,800 additional black people have been murdered. So, in the name of George Floyd and Antifa and defunding the police and all this other stuff, more black Americans have died for simply being in the way. And we got to call these things what they are. And we got to point them out when it happens, and we don't have to sit back and take it, We don't have to sit back and take it anymore. We should have done it in the first place. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration cannot end Title 42 now that a federal judge has stayed his injunction against it being ended. McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos said there would have been a tidal wave of illegal immigrants if it was lifted Friday.
And then guess what happens in Central America and South America? People think, okay, we're in. And that's exactly what's going on.
President Biden is pushing for final passage of a bill the White House says will boost chip production and help ease inflation. Speaking at a Samsung plant in South Korea, Biden saying the pandemic exposed the fragility of just-in-time supply chains. The plant will serve as a blueprint for a $17 billion facility the electronics giant plans to open near Austin, Texas. The president continuing his overseas trip this weekend. USA Radio News. Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency on Friday. The policy begins in July. The figure is up a percentage point from the last interest rate hike that took effect. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm getting to the point. You know, I went. The whole time I was in the military, I was telling myself, I am defending America. All of America. All of America. And I tried so hard to be impartial, to see past certain things. And that has failed. That has failed so spectacularly now. And it's not because of me. I still am the same nice guy who practices to be very mean to people. It has failed because of the Democrats. I despise those people. That Democrats are desperate for anything to distract from their failure. That they're willing to lie, cheat, and steal is nothing new. But the extent to which they're taking it now is simply vile. They're now blaming anyone who isn't them for the murder of 10 people in Buffalo, essentially declaring half the country to be violent criminals. And that's evil, but it's still easier than defending Joe Biden's record as president. I don't want to see these faces on TV and hate them. You know, Chuck Schumer is ugly, sure, but he's just a dirtbag politician. Nancy Pelosi has had so much work done to her face that you almost pity her when you see her, if only for the energy she must exert to fully close her eyes. Biden was always dumb, but the more than sprinkling of dementia has amplified what God neglected to give him in the first place. And they and their fellow travelers have always disgusted me, but now it's beyond that. It's way beyond that. I simply can't fathom how a decent human being could do the things they do. And sure, anybody can slip and do or say something horrible. As humans, we all fall short sometimes. But that's where they live. It's all they do. And there's nothing about the current Democrat Party that isn't predicated on lies and jealousy and hatred, all stirred up by them. I have a hard time trying to imagine living life that way. But it really is a bunch of rich people lecturing others about how it's wrong. They don't have what other rich people have. Those rich people then promise to make those other rich people suffer for their success. It is, in fact, truly bizarre. And yet, somehow it works. You should never underestimate the power of jealousy. Democrats add in the idea that race is also something to be jealous over, that certain skin colors have it easy. They honestly believe that the kind of kid of a white, meth-addicted woman in Appalachia has white privilege, and the child of Will Smith is oppressed because of things that happened 400 years ago. Now, let's be honest here. Those in power don't honestly believe that. They've used their power to convince their followers of that, however. They know better, but they also know the power positions of authority and trust when it comes to grooming people to do whatever you want them to do. It's quite sick, actually. Now, Joe Biden went to Buffalo, and not Waukesha, or New York City, or Colorado, I think. I don't remember when Colorado was. The last two attacks were perpetrated by black men who spewed Democrat Party talking points, though with much more direct language than the politicians and pundits deliver them. Sentiment was unmistakable, so those attacks, they had to be swept under the rug. Same for Laguna Woods out in California. That was a Chinese sympathizer of communism attacking a Taiwanese church. Biden didn't rush to go out there because Democrats couldn't use that. And yes, they are that sick. The president turned a chance to meet with families in Buffalo into his own personal Wellstone rally, using a sad occasion when his handlers knew the media would be showing him to give a nakedly political speech, disgusting in its content and full of lies. It was as gross as Barack Obama's speech at a memorial for five police officers murdered by a Black Lives Matter member. Do you remember that? That was back when Democrats insisted the killer was not a member of BLM and that he had just attended a couple of meetings and events. Of course, that's how you actually joined the group. Nobody got a membership card or a tattoo or a secret handshake, but they decried guilt by association back then, and now it's all they have. They've chosen to ignore the parts of the manifesto where the killer declares himself on their side, where he attacks Fox. Instead, they focus on replacement theory, something they call racist. But they proudly bragged about until Saturday afternoon. Once they could weaponize it, they pretended they hadn't loved it or created it. These people, we're all going to hell already for a lot of reasons. And now it's like they're trying to upgrade their tickets on the express train. They're to first class. The funny part is Biden himself admitted the Buffalo killer has mental problems and that we have enough laws on the books already to deal with these situations. But that was when he turned his face away from the teleprompter. His handlers put the exact opposite in his speech and Ron Burgundy delivered. Now, the truly dangerous part of the left's current path of demonizing half the country is someone is going to believe them and do something horrible. They're already doing it. They've already done it. They're going to do it again. There are unstable people in the world, and one of them might believe you're going to start rounding them up. Happened before when a Bernie bro tried to kill the Republicans. Democrats pretended to care about that for 15 minutes, then returned to calling everyone who doesn't support them Nazis. This is a nation of 330 million people. It is bound to happen to them sooner or later. I sincerely hope that it doesn't happen to them. But if it does, I'm going to have a really hard time giving a damn about it. I am. Up till this moment, right? Well, not up to this moment. I mean, for the last three or four months, I have shifted from trying to characterize the Democrats as misguided as now I just think they're evil. I don't think everybody that votes Democrat is evil. I think most people that vote Democrat are idiots, to be honest with you. And if you vote Democrat, sorry. Sorry. Because look at what you're getting. Look at what they've sold you. You live in a nation right now with the biggest natural energy deposits in the world. The world is not going to give up fossil fuel until something is very mature and ready to take the place and do every single thing fossil fuel can do right now today. Nobody is going to go back and say, well, for a short period of time, we're going to have to churn our own butter. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. And they don't tell you a whole so many things about this green energy nonsense. Like, for example, they're going to burn and create more CO2, creating a Tesla battery for one car, than your car is going to do in 8 years of burning fossil fuel. And that's while it works. And then when it doesn't work anymore, the environmental impact is going to be horrible because these things don't deteriorate. We're going to have our own little lithium nuclear battery compound somewhere where we're going to have to stow these things. So all of this stuff they've sold you, all these things, all of these bills of goods they've sold you are all a lie. And some of you have fallen for it hook, line, and sinker. And I can understand that. I understand that. Everybody wants to believe that somebody's got your back. You want to believe that you want to get out there and say, politicians, we need for you to take the lead and lead us out of this purgatory when some guy gets up there and says, I will be the one to do it. I get it. I understand. You want that. Some of you carry guns, though, for self-defense. And the reason you carry a gun for self-defense is because you know in your heart of hearts that in the moments when something happens, that nobody's going to get to you in time to save you. And you've got to pay a lot of attention now, because unless you don't, we're not going to be able to save ourselves. Not at all. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get done with this, I'm going to go have my spine rearranged. It's a little bit like a enhanced interrogation when I go get my back cracked by my buddy Gene Garris. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In this heinous murder, and I think... I'm going to make a recommendation to you. You should go maybe like to the truthaboutguns.com and look at the articles there, because they have links to the live stream that Pilgrim did when he was killing all of those people. And if and there's a reason I'm saying that, because this guy was absolutely relentless, ruthless, and evil. This was satanic work. You need to look at the people on the ground getting shot again after they've already been shot once and they're dying. He shoots them again. This guy should have been, you know, they have a red flag law in place. A red flag law is never going to do anything, because you're not taking the perpetrator off the street. You're just taking his guns away, right, if you actually get served with one of those. So you're still on the street. So it doesn't really do anything, but the fact is he bought a gun legally. Now, the Democrats and the leftist media were quick to blame the Republicans and conservative television commentators after this in Buffalo. And this guy's name, I don't mind saying it, Peyton Gendron. CNN referred to the gunman's writings about his perceptions of the dwindling size of the white population and linked it to the replacement theory, which they claim Tucker Carlson and other prominent conservatives have pushed. Most other media outlets, because they employ so much critical thinking, saw that and did the exact same thing. They don't really employ critical thinking. Joe Biden condemned the gunman's hateful, perverse ideology rooted in fear and racism, and called out those who have pushed the great replacement theory. Now, you probably have never heard of that, have you? I mean, it wasn't actually being pushed around that much, because most of the leftists that do it and we're pushing it, we're pushing it on, you know, leftist media outlets that nobody watches. So according to the Poynter Institute, Great Replacement Theory is the conspiracy theory warns that Democrats and other Western elites are using immigration and other means to replace white people of European descent in the U.S. with non-white populations. Some subscribers believe it's part of an elaborate Jewish plot. PBS, The Guardian, NPR, and The Washington Post all loudly promoting the idea. So in other words, our southern border has become the invasion of the body snatchers, and we're all getting replaced right now, today, by Hispanics who are leading the left by in droves. The irony, you shouldn't let the irony be wasted on you here. That's all. That would all be okay, I guess, if there weren't these facts on the ground. We know the Democrats are doing this as part of their campaign for midterms. They don't really have any compunction behaving like vultures, raising funds and scoring political points over the corpses of murdered victims. They hope to mobilize their base and scare voters into voting for them. And remember, still right now, right this minute, the last big thing, Roe versus Wade. They thought that was going to be it, and that turned out not to be it. And this is going to turn out to not be it, too, but that's beside the point. And beyond the hateful Democratic rhetoric, is there any merit to the argument that external sources could trigger violence? Well, we could go back in history, couldn't we? I don't, the Manson family. Charles Manson was influenced by the White Album by the Beatles. He fully believed there was going to be a race war, and he decided that he wanted to be the instigator of that, so he tried to murder a bunch of white people and make it seem like that black people had killed them. But all he did was listen to music. There was no Twitter back then. There was no Facebook. There was no 24 hours a day. There was only three networks. And he lived where they didn't have electricity, so, you know, he didn't see that. Last month, there was a mass shooting in the New York subway. Gunman Frank James detonated smoke bombs and opened fire in a packed train in Brooklyn during rush hour. More than two dozen people were injured. There were no deaths because of, well, James didn't know how to operate a weapon. He had a significant social media presence, appearing in myriad YouTube videos where he viciously attacked white people. Was James influenced by the poisonous rhetoric on MSNBC against Caucasians? In the past, right, in the past, people have often blamed violence in movies and on TV as the trigger for violence in society. Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange in 1977 was blamed when teenagers committed crimes dressed like the main characters of the film. Kubrick withdrew the film from cinemas. During the VHS boom during the 80s in the UK, politicians, the news media, social commentators, and religious organizations blamed horror and exploitation films distributed on video cassettes for violence. Many murderers have confessed to modeling their crimes on serial killers from films or television. In 2001, Thierry Jardine based his murder of a 15-year-old on the opening scene of the film Scream. 2004, Michael Hernandez stabbed a friend 40 times, imitating killings he'd seen in American Psycho and The Silence of the Lambs. In 2009, Andrew Connelly strangled his younger brother before confessing he wanted to be a serial killer after watching Dexter. So, were these triggers? So let me ask you a question. What if we eliminate all the triggers? Will that bring an end to violence? Now, before we even start swatting that around the badminton court, we need to focus on an important aspect of the perpetrators. The Buffalo gunman made threatening comments that brought police to his high school last spring. And yet he was never charged with a crime and had no further contact with law enforcement after a mental health evaluation at a hospital after which he was released. Mental health experts say that New York subway shooter Frank James' utterances show that he suffered from serious mental health issues. He also confessed that he was diagnosed with mental illness. So, clearly, the violence in a lot of these cases is related to mental health. Now, what if we eliminate only those triggers that affect the mentally unstable? If precious lives can be saved by stopping the broadcast of violent movies, TV shows, and cable news shows, we should do it now. And what sort of films do we allow? Maybe we only allow family films like The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. But The Sound of Music contains a scene where somebody's threatened at gunpoint. Could that be a trigger? Mary Poppins has this slapstick comedy where people bang their heads on fireplaces and ceilings. Could that be a trigger? How about allowing films like Gandhi, which promotes nonviolence, and Schindler's List, which depicts one of the darkest chapters in history. But Gandhi begins with a gunman assassinating Gandhi. Could that be a trigger? Schindler's List shows the barbarism of the Nazis. What about cartoons? Could Tom and Jerry or Bugs Bunny cartoons trigger violence? Do we apply this rationale to the works of Shakespeare as well? Richard III is the story of a deranged tyrant who perpetrates violence against his rivals to the throne. Hamlet and Titus Andronicus also contain violence. Do we ban Shakespeare because it could trigger a mentally unstable person? What about an art exhibition? Even Italian Renaissance art depicted scenes of violence. We ban those. Then there's the news. That always shows stories of violence. Footage of the war in Ukraine could be a trigger. Coverage of the shootout in Buffalo could be a trigger. An argument in the street could be a trigger for somebody. Detecting all triggers is impossible because triggers are subjective. A prayer sermon could trigger one, and a gruesome violent film may have no effect on another. And if you set out to ban all triggers, we will all have to impose lockdowns forever, and perhaps even that won't be enough. Instead, the investigation agency, law enforcement authorities, mental health professionals, close relatives, associate authorities, and friends pay close attention when they see mentally unstable behavior. If the Buffalo shooter had been subjected to treatment or placed in an institution, these murders may never have occurred. And this applies to all acts of violence where the perpetrator claims to be inspired by an external source. So the primary responsibility for an act of violence, such as murder, falls only on the individual who pulls that trigger. Secondary responsibility falls on people around the individual who may have seen this but didn't take it seriously. In a democracy, free expression cannot be curbed merely because of a section of society will misconstrue the content and be triggered by it. The Democrats want to drive a hateful narrative by blaming the GOP and their supporters, and if the GOP wants to win the midterms, they're going to have to assertively counter the hateful rhetoric of the Democrats. Let's have at it, shall we? I will talk to you next week. Everybody stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.